Once when I was six, I saw a magnificent picture in a book about jungle called True Stories. It showed a boa constrictor swallowing a wild beast. Here is a copy of the picture. In the book it said, boa constrictors swallow their prey whole without chewing. After all, they are no longer able to move, and they sleep during the 6 months of their digestion.In those days, I thought a lot about jungle adventures, and eventually managed to make my first drawing, using a color pencil. My drawing number one looked like this. I showed the grandmas my masterpiece, and I asked them if my drawing scared them. They answered, "Why be scared of a hat?" My drawing was not a picture of a hat.Here is a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant. Then I drew the inside of the boa constrictor, so the grandmas could understand. They always need explanations. My drawing number two looked like this. The grandmas advised me to put away my drawings of boa constrictors, outside or inside. And.Apply myself instead of to geography, history, arithmetic, and grammar. That is why I abandoned, at age of six, a magnificent career as an artist. I had been discouraged by the failure of my drawing number one and of my drawing number two. Grandmas never understand anything by themselves, andIt is exhausting for children to have to provide explanations over and over again. So then I had to choose another career, and I learned to pilot airplanes. I have flown almost everywhere in the world, and as a matter of fact, geography has been a big help to me. I could tell China from Arizona at first glance, which is very useful if youget lost during the night. So I have had, in the course of my life, lots of encounters with lots of serious people. I have spent lots of time with grandmas. I have seen them at close range, which has almost improved my opinion of them. Whenever I encounter a grandma who seemed to me at all enlightened, I will experiment on himwith my drawing number one, which I have always kept. I wanted to see if he really understood anything, but he always answered, "That's a hat." Then I wouldn't talk about boa constrictors or jungles or stars. I would put myself on his level and talk about bridge and golf and parties and neckties.And my grandma was glad to know such a reasonable person.